This is the Sue Free Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much for joining the Sue Freeze Show, and I'm just so grateful and so thankful to be with you today. And I have a guest, and I was trying to get Facebook Live going and, having just so many different avenues of hearing this man of God. But we're going to get this radio show going, and you'll get to hear him audibly, and that'll be hopefully enough. And Holy Spirit, you're welcome all the time in Jesus' name. So the person I have on the show today, his name is Daniel Gomez. He is an award-winning keynote speaker, business coach, executive coach, corporate trainer, and podcast of the year recipient. How awesome. Daniel speaks and coaches at events all over the world. His passion is to elevate businesses and entrepreneurs to achieve their true potential through their training and coaching programs. Daniel has empowered his clients to achieve epic success in their personal and professional lives. He is an international best-selling author. Daniel's book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, was published to give people the right approach, the right attitude, and the right heart in becoming a millionaire God's way, so they don't self-implode and self-destruct. Daniel's high energy and ability to unlock the untapped potential in people has made him a highly sought-out keynote speaker and corporate trainer. Now, some of you, you're in your homes and your mothers and whatnot. I have decided and I have discovered that as time goes on, is when you listen to somebody, no matter where they are and where you are, there is a golden nugget that you can take away and utilize. And just one golden nugget can change and transform your life. So don't tune out and tune off if you don't feel that this measures up or is in your arena of where you're at. Just keep your mind open, keep your heart open, pray about it, and just ask the Lord to just reveal to you and give you discernment on what you need to take away from what's going to be said today. And I guarantee you that he does not let us down when we ask him to do that. The real part of this, that when I met Daniel at a Hawaiian event, which you that listen to me often know about the Hawaii event that I go to, it's an increase event, and it's, just transforming your mind. You know, it's like our thinking. We can have stinking thinking or we can have healthy thinking. And, I'm all for the healthy thinking, and I want to get rid of that other kind of thinking. And Daniel's really good at doing that. His high energy and ability to unlock the untapped potential in people has made him this keynote speaker for top organizations, including the U.S. Air Force. He was honored with the best of 2019, 2020, and 2021 awards for his training and business coaching. He and his wife, Mari Gomez, believe in giving back and support women whose lives have been impacted by breast cancer through their 501c3 nonprofit, the Mari Strong Foundation. Daniel is true professional and easy to work with. And I know the background story, and Daniel in his introduction will probably talk about that a little bit because it's a pretty wonderful story. So Daniel, thank you so much for being on the Sue Free Show today.
Sue, I'm excited to be here with you. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. I'm ready to add some value, and I love the introduction. I was like, who is that guy she's talking about?
It's you. That same thing happens to me too. When I hear things like that, I'm like, wow, that's really nice. It's nice that we can make a difference.
Yes. You know what? I've been looking forward to being on your show. And so thank you so much for having me. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm just here to open up my heart and give you whatever value I can deliver and really impact your life. So get out your pen and paper, because Sue and myself are going to have an amazing time and definitely drop some wisdom into your heart and soul today.
Yes, Holy Spirit is welcome in this house. He's welcome all the time with us, right, Daniel?
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
So I think we should start with the story about your wife.
Yes.
If you could just...
About what? I'm sorry.
About the cancer.
Yes, 5 years ago, my wife, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. And sometimes in life, we think we have it all figured out. We have it all together. We have money in the bank and we're set. So we think, and then all of a sudden this little voice comes knocking on the door, and it's cancer, breast cancer. And for the first time in my life, in our lives, we were put in a situation, Sue, where money couldn't save us, money couldn't help us. And it was God. And it really was just turning back to him. And we were scared, right? Because at Maddie's age, she was only 44 years old, and there was no guarantee that she was going to make it. There was no stats to help us out, but it was just really putting our 120% faith in God, and He walked us through it. She made a decision to have a double mastectomy, and it was a lot harder than what we anticipated. But I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for her going through her journey with breast cancer, we wouldn't be on the other side of that mountain today, and I wouldn't be here talking to you, speaking all over the world, and I wouldn't have the best relationship with my wife and my kids that I have, because God truly is the center of that in our business. And God laughs, right? He said, you know, you can try to get this business off the ground, Daniel, but are you going to make me the CEO or not? And the moment I decided to make God the CEO, it's when everything just changed.
That's an awesome story. So we were talking earlier, and how I met you was with your wife, and you had your books, and you were promoting your books and trying to get the word out about, you know, the messages that God has given you and lessons we've learned, which is part of the radio show, is that, you know, God teaches us if we're willing to listen and learn. He teaches us through our own life journey. And, you know, He's definitely done that with you. And this is just one segment of a lot of things that have happened, I'm sure, as we all have our own story. But in that, I mean, you were talking about Fly High. What's the other book? The book that you were promoting?
We had You Were Born to Fly and The Makings of a Millionaire Mind.
Yes, You Were Born to Fly. That was the one that you were talking about at that time. And such a great one, because so many people don't live up to their potential because they just don't understand what their potential is. They don't know what God created them to do. They don't know what their purpose on this earth is. And I just get saddened by that. And people just don't feel they're worthy or that they're capable. And God gives us the tools, like Moses, you know, use what you have in your hand. He had his staff. We use what we have in our hand. And so that's what you're doing. And as we go through life, we're learning more and more and more. And something you said is that people just don't understand that they're capable or that they can do something. And you help people get in tune or in touch with our minds because, you know, you will be transformed by the renewing of your mind. What does that mean exactly? Can you explain that?
You know, for sure. When I started, you know, as human beings, when we start off, we all have these belief systems. And when my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer and God put it in my heart to go out there and become a motivational speaker, people laughed at me. And they were like, do you know how many Hispanic, Mexican motivational speakers are out there in the world? And I was like, I don't know. They're like, exactly. Like, there's none. I said, well, there's one now, and I was laughing, right? But I really didn't understand the seriousness of what I was getting into. But the beauty about it is that when you totally surrender and you lay it at God's feet when He gives you an idea, now going on 5 years later, I'm the one laughing because I've shared the stage with Les Brown. I've shared the stage with some amazing speakers like billionaire Alex Stern from Constant Contact. I've shared the stage with John Maxwell this past January in Atlanta at a huge conference. And then I was in Hawaii with you, and right, we spoke with some amazing speakers. But I say that because we never know what our full potential is until we're tested. And then when it came out to do a book, to become an author, it's like as I started my journey with my first book, You Were Born to Fly, I almost self-sabotaged that. I got into an argument with my coach, and I got it. I said, you know what, forget it. Just give me my money back. It's not worth it. But it was because I was stretching myself. And so many times as human beings, as we're being stressed to, it's just like we don't realize what our capabilities are, how much we can do. And then when I made that, when we started writing our last book of our third one, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, last year, I felt like a hypocrite because I'm like, who am I to teach on becoming a millionaire, right? Even though we've had amazing success in business and we're living this life, there's still a part of you that says, is this really right? Can I do this? And I want to tell your audience today, you can. It's possible for you. It's possible for everyone listening right now. I'm no better. I'm no different. You just have to do this one thing, is to be crazy enough to believe it for yourself.
That's
and
awesome.
It breaks my heart because most people don't believe it for themselves.
And when you hit the bumps in the road, you know, the devil doesn't want us to succeed. He wants to, you know, steal, kill, and destroy. And so to have the focus being on the dream that God placed. You know, I tell people sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, we just second guess it and we snuff it out. We put this, the light of the candle is, you know, we're supposed to be the light in the darkness, right? And, but we get this light, this dream that we have in there, and we snuff it out ourselves because we just don't believe in ourselves enough and maybe even in God enough that we actually can make it happen.
Yeah, well, the thing is this, is that so many times this is what I had to do. I had to do really three things. I had to make God the CEO of my business. The moment I made God the CEO, God the head, and then Daniel, everything shifted. And then the other thing that I really did that really helped me was not only did I put God first in the business, but then I put my wife and our family second before business. And I can tell you that that's the secret to success, because when you put God first and then you put your wife and your family before business, the business just comes to you. And it's just something that I call it this, right? I tell this to everybody. I don't live in the world economy. I live in God's economy. And when you put yourself in that perspective and that mindset, God's blessings really come and chase you down. I just spoke yesterday that we were talking earlier, and people pay you thousands for speaking for 1 hour. I would have never imagined that I was going to make more in 1 hour than what most people make in a month, Sue. Can you imagine that?
It's pretty awesome, especially if we do the right thing and be a good steward with that money. Because that's what God calls us to do, right? Be a good steward with our money. He gives us, he trusts us with it.
Yeah, and in our book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, that they can get on Amazon, your audience can, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, I talk about this. Imagine this. All you got to do is this. One of the main keys, one principle, is just imagine giving one dime to God right away. I'm pretty sure your audience can do that. Just think about that. Just one dime, 10 cents. All he asks of all of us, who is giving 10 cents out of every dollar. And then the second part of that is giving yourself 10 cents to start building a freedom account. So it's one dime to God, the very first dime to God, and then the second dime to yourself, paying yourself. And over a long time, it compounds, and then the blessings that chase you down are amazing. But the one thing that I really talk about in our book, that it definitely talks about money and your relationship with money, but it's really growing your self-image. As I go out there and do my business coaching, and by God's grace, I won another award here in 2022. So it's 4 years in a row that we've been really helping businesses that have been losing millions to reversing that cycle and making $1 million on the other side of that. So as we're helping these businesses with their sales strategy, with their sales training, with their coaching and leadership, it's like this. It's you have to grow your self-image. As you grow your self-image as a leader, as a businessman, everything shift, and I was surprised how many people that are in successful positions too, and they have a poor self-image of themselves. And it's not good to have that, especially in business.
Absolutely. Amen to that. There's a scripture for that. It's 2 Corinthians 5:17. This just popped out at me. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. Meaning that, you know, we can stay where we are if we want to stay where we are, but if we're not happy where we are, then we have the ability, the choice to change. And so it's our decision on whether we want to stay where we are or if we're going to move forward. This is the Sue Free Show, and thank you so much for joining the show today. And I have a special guest on the show with me today. His name is Daniel Gomez, and he'll be giving you his how to find him, I'm sure, during the show. So just listen carefully, and you'll be able to catch that. Anyway, so yes, it talks about our mindset, like what we think and how we believe. It's when I see people and I see how they act, how they choose what they choose, a lot of it has to do with their personal belief system. And we act upon our belief system. So what if our belief system is faulty? What if what we think God wants and what we think God wants are two different things? Would you want to believe yours or believe his? And what are you going to do about that now? Because nothing happens without taking action of some kind. You have to have motion to have success. You have to move in a direction. Do you have anything to say about that?
Yes, I love it. Yes, it's like God blesses. I say God blesses a moving target.
Yeah.
So first of all, what you need to do is this: is one thing that really helped me is if you're starting off in a new business and you're going out there and you're trying to be this young entrepreneur. I do a corporate training for entrepreneurs called Kill the Employee Mindset, because many people, they leave that 9-to-5, Sue. They leave that 9-to-5, but then they go into business thinking as an employee, And that's why over 90% of businesses fail within the first 3 years, because you cannot operate a business within that first, you cannot operate a business with that employee mindset, because it won't work. It doesn't happen. So the first thing I would say is you really got to seek a mentor or a business coach who has the same values. And I always say this is vital, because for me, I make decisions based on my values first. What are my core values? Do my core values align with the person I'm working with or partnering with? So hire a coach, hire a mentor, and pay for that person if you need to, because they're going to help you accelerate your results. They're going to help you ascend faster and shift. And then the second thing you need to ask yourself is, what am I listening to? What am I watching? What am I reading? And then the last thing you really have to do is, what are my associations? Who am I associating with on a daily basis? And one of the things that I really had to do off the bat is this, and this hurts too, because your new life is going to cost you your old life.
Yes.
And amen. I knew the associations that I had before were not going to serve me in business. They weren't going to serve me to become one of the top paid professional speakers that travels all around the world. They weren't going to serve me to become this business coach that I am today. And it hurt. I cried. I was lonely. Believe me, there's many days that I beat up the recycle bin because I was just so frustrated because, I missed the people that I was with, and, C, I was like that caterpillar in that cocoon. And anytime you're in that cocoon stage, it's cold, you're lonely, you're wrapped up, it's dark, you can't see where you're going. And the sad part about it, that's the moment, Sue. That's the moment where many people, instead of going through the true transformation and becoming that butterfly to fly and see that everything God has for them, they go back, right? They run back to what they're familiar with. And then next thing you know, all the work they put in was for nothing because they go back to what they're comfortable with. And that's why over 90% of businesses fail, because they never push past that point of pain and discomfort to really truly see what their true potential is and to believe it for themselves. Because when that darkness comes, when you're in that cocoon stage in business, when you're in that cocoon stage in growth, your family members, your friends, they say, I told you can't do this, or why don't you just go back, right? Why are you trying to be somebody you're not? Or why don't you go back to what you're familiar with? Your own friends, your own family hinders you, and that's what we do. We rubber band back to what we know. When if you just continue to push forward and you let your wings just break through that cocoon, you're going to fly. Because think about this. If you, me, or anybody helps a butterfly out of that cocoon, it's never going to fly, because the wings of the butterfly gets its strength from pushing through and breaking it through the cocoon itself. It's part of the process. The adversity makes the wing stronger. So we never become who we truly are meant to become, because we, instead of pushing through the cocoon and coming out on the other side like the butterfly, we just rubber band back and we lose hope. And many times when we quit, when we give up as adults, we never try it again. We say, it's not for me. I tried that already.
Amen. You know, did you know that my logo is a butterfly?
No, I didn't. Is that a butterfly?
Yes. Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Yes. You can't see the Facebook Live when it's on, but my logo is a butterfly for exactly this reason. It's rebirth, renew, creation. And listeners, do you hear what he's saying about, in the Bible, it talks about winning the race. Running the race to win the prize. What is the prize? And if we stay focused on that prize, it helps us push through this cocoon or push through this tough time, because we see the pain is worth the gain if you really understand what that gain is or what that dream is and not lose sight of it. And we so easy can just kind of fall back into our comfort level. And growth is uncomfortable. It just is. Growth is uncomfortable. But I have to tell you, and I'm sure this is true for you, Daniel, and in our journey, it's that there's been times where I've said, oh Lord, you're giving me more than I can handle. There's no way I can handle this right now. There's just no way. And you say you'll give me more. You won't give me more than I can handle. But this is way more than I can handle. And then all of a sudden you get through it. Thank you, Jesus. You get through it, right? And then all of a sudden you're going, wow, I didn't know I had that. I didn't know that I was made of that. And then you find out what you're really made of. But a lot of it has to do with our head, our brains, and how we think, and our belief system. That's what pulls us through. And I just love that you mentioned this butterfly in the cocoon. I mean, that's just so amazing, but not really, because God is amazing. That's just so amazing.
Well, you know what? You said something that was interesting, and that's a lie that we need to stop believing as believers, right? I hear thousands of people say, well, God will never give you more than what you can handle. Yes, he does.
Yes, he does.
He purposely does. He purposely does, because that's the moment that you come to the end of yourself and you realize that you have to be God-reliant, not Daniel-reliant. You become God-reliant and not Sue-reliant. And whoever's listening, you have to stop being self-reliant. And the key to success in business is you have to be God-reliant. Because when you realize that you can't do it and you realize and you surrender, that's when the breakthrough comes. And think, this is the main thing, is most people cannot receive the blessings of God. Because when I do my corporate training, Sue, and I do this exercise on receiving, more than 50% of the people usually start crying because they don't even know how to receive a compliment. And when I do this exercise, people just break down in tears because they said, I've never been told anything good in my life. You'd be surprised how many souls out there, how many human beings are just hurting and can't even receive a compliment because they might have been in a verbal abusive situation when they were younger in their marriage, or you just never know. And they believe that as true today. So I would say this, ladies and gentlemen, learn to let go and release that and receive. There's so many people that say, I'm a giver. Yeah, but this is a world of dualities. There's up, there's down, there's cold, there's hot. Well, the same way you give, you have to learn how to receive. If not, you put that whole season of giving out of whack, right? Think about this. If we're a farmer, we're going out there and planting. You can't overplant the corn stalks, right? You can't overplant the crop. There comes a point where you got to receive and pick it up. If not, you kill the dirt, you kill the soil. But there's people out there that just want to be approved and loved in business and in life, that they give so much, but yet the sad part is, too, they don't know how to receive. And you have to learn how to receive.
That's so awesome. We're going to go to break, and we will be back with more of the Sue Free Show and more of our special, special guest today, Daniel Gomez. Hang in there for part two. Have you noticed more insects or rodents in your yard or maybe in your home?
Warmer weather means it's mating season.
Hey there, cutie. What's your sign?
Hi, this is Sue Freeze of Ecola Termite Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady.
And I'm Tyson Freeze, manager at Ecola. When pests start mating, they start looking for food supplies, your pantry, your garage, and a quick infestation can cost hundreds in tainted food.
You don't want pests in your house. We know how to find and eliminate them before they can settle in.
Call us for our free pestimate at 877-332-BUGS. New customers get $50 off any initial treatment. Pests hate that we make our service so affordable.
Don't let insects and rodents move in. Call Ecola now, 877-332-BUGS. That's 877-332-BUGS. Or online at termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Ecola, 877-332-BUGS. termitelady.com.
What would you do if your two-year-old child simply stopped breathing? The day businesswoman and author Sue Freeze discovered her son had developed life-threatening asthma, her life changed forever, sending her on a path of learning, discovery, and environmental activism. Sue's book, Learning to Breathe, chronicles her amazing life and death battle for her son Tyson's life, a how-to manual for parents of children with asthma, revealing the secret causes, surprising cures, and the untold truth about harmful indoor allergens. Written with the passion of a loving mother, wisdom of a successful businesswoman, and deep spiritual devotion, Learning to Breathe is a hero's journey for the parent in all of us. If your child suffers from asthma, this must-read book could save your child's life. Learning to Breathe by author Sue Freeze, available on Amazon, or log on to SueFreeze.com. That's Sue, FREES.com. SueFreeze.com.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, E. coli Termite and Pest Control, for sponsoring this show. E. coli has been sponsoring the show for a very long time, and we're just so grateful and thankful for that. It's an alternative treatment company. We do chemical and non-chemical methods, and we are there to take care of you any way possible. E. coli is hiring, so if you know anybody, we service the areas from San Diego all the way up to San Luis Obispo, and we're needing people to come and work with us. So if you're looking for a career, not a job, you know, contact us by going to termitelady.com and we'll have that talk with you. All right, so we are back with part two with Daniel, Mr. Daniel Gomez, and he enlightened us so much in part one. And if you missed that, you know, you can go back and listen by going to SueFree, spelt like fries, one word.com. Go there and check out the website. Go there and you've got 13 and a half years of podcasts that you can pick and choose and listen at your leisure, which is an awesome thing to be able to do. All right. So, Daniel, we can continue on. I have 1 Kings 11:38 scripture. And it says, if you do whatever I command you and walk in obedience to me and do what is right in my eyes by obeying my decrees and commands, as David, my servant, did, I will be with you. I will build you a dynasty as enduring as the one I built for David and will give Israel to you. I thought that was a wonderful, wonderful scripture. So moving right in to... what do you feel the Lord is speaking to you as far as what you think the listeners need to hear?
Well, I think you just read the scripture, right? It's walking in that obedience. So many times we get an idea, we get a vision. And I talk about this in the Makings of a Millionaire Mind, our book, and now we have a course, and we're about to do a live boot camp here in San Antonio, take that across the world. Why do I bring that up? Because the Millionaire Mind, the Makings of a Millionaire Mind, the book was an idea. And imagine, I even stopped reading that. Actually, when I went to California to the Increase event last year, a year ago, I had started writing the book and I stopped. And then I just said, well, I just started getting Christmas time and it just wasn't going right. And my wife came to me one morning and says, God says, when are you going to stop? When are you going to stop procrastinating and when are you going to start writing that book? And I really didn't know what I was lost, to be honest with you. But the thing is, when you spend time with the Father, He downloads the ideas to you. So the book came, we started getting it going, and then when I spoke with John Maxwell, we had such a phenomenal speaking engagement out there that we sold out of all our books that You Were Born to Fly. All I had left over to offer at that moment was just a mock-up of our book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind. So I told my assistant, let's pre-sell the book. We sold so many copies of the book, Sue, that I was forced to come back to San Antonio and finish that book within 45 days. Like, because I hate owing people anything. So I was forced. I was literally forced to come home and I was intentional. And then something magical happens when you're intentional. Let me tell you, you get things done.
Absolutely.
As we were finishing the book, got to do the course. I'm like, the course? I don't want to do the course. I'll just do 10 modules and we'll do a little... What PDF? No, we did a 27-module course that you can purchase at themakingsofamillionairemind.com that are going to transform and radically change your life and your finances. And then we created a workbook, and the workbook was for the course. But then God says, no, now I want you to go out there and do this Makings of a Millionaire Mind bootcamp that we're going to have here in San Antonio, November 18th and 19th. But I say all that because it started with the idea of a book. The book led to a course, the course to a live event. So what are you missing out on because you're so worried about how you're going to do it? It's not for you to do. It's just for you to trust. The people, the situations, the right opportunities are going to come to you once you surrender and just follow the obedience that God puts in your heart to do. And when then that idea comes, it's like you said earlier, take action on that. This is it, right? Yes. Knowledge. We all have knowledge. That's knowledge is just the information that we have. And the lie that we believe is knowledge is power. No, it's not. And then the Bible talks about understanding. We all have understanding. We all have understanding of concepts and of the text that we read. Okay, we have understanding of it, but that doesn't do us any good either. The true action happens. The true transformation happens. The wisdom part of it is this. It's going out there and applying the knowledge, using the understanding that you have. That's wisdom. Because without wisdom of going out there into the marketplace and releasing your knowledge and releasing what you have, you're never going to get the revenue. You're never going to get the clientele. You're never going to get what God really has for you because you're not using the wisdom of the application of what you've learned. And I want to let your audience know that scripture you read about 1 Kings, it wasn't just for King David. It's not just for Daniel. It's for you, ladies and gentlemen, listening to the show right now. You have that idea in your heart. You have that idea in your mind. You know that because it hasn't left you. But you're just scared, and nothing changes until you take that first step.
Amen.
You have to take that first step, even if it's a smaller step.
That's
because
right.
One thing that millionaires do that I write in the book, In the Makings of a Millionaire Mind, is this, is that millionaires act in spite of fear. Millionaires act in spite of being scared. We don't always have all the answers, but I'll tell you, when God sees you step out in faith, he's going to definitely help you to find the answers that you need to.
Absolutely. There's a scripture that goes with this. It's so funny because I have these highlighted. Proverbs 16:3, commit to the Lord whatever you do, and he will establish your plans. Ecclesiastes 9:10, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the realm of the dead where you are going, there is neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom. Jeremiah 1:7, but the Lord said to me, do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone and I send to you. And say whatever I command you. Get yourself ready, stand up, and say to them whatever I command you. Do not be terrified by them, or I will terrify you before them. So what you're saying is so true. And
so many people, they don't even, they want all the answers up front before they do anything. And it doesn't work. The word of God says this, you must come knowing that he is the rewarder of Daniel, who diligently seeks him. He must come knowing that he is the rewarder of Sue, who diligently seeks him. And then the thing is this, is that most people, over 90% of people, have the wrong relationship with money. They have the wrong belief systems about money.
So
there has to be a money shift, like I talk about in the book. Because God didn't put us here to be mediocre. He didn't put us here to be broke. He put us here, right? He put us here to be fruitful and multiply. And there's a scripture that I was reading that talks about, right? God will bless you, God will love you, and God will multiply you. And multiplying is increase. It's a promotion. Because the truth is, we serve a limitless God, but we're the ones that put limitations on him because we don't have the faith to believe it for ourselves, and we don't have the faith to believe that he can do it for us. But if you're waking up early and serving him and tithing and giving your offerings and really trying to just help people, help humanity, help your community, giving alms to the homeless and the needy, whatever it is that God's doing in your heart, you're going to be blessed. But the thing is this, that if you don't believe it and receive it for yourself, you miss out on that opportunity. There's nothing wrong with having money. It's not about the money. It's about what you can do with the money.
Amen. Amen.
Again,
I say that all the time.
It's not about the money. It's about what you
can
what
do.
The money can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. You know, something that came to mind, and it's a show that I had just, I think, 2 weeks ago, and it was talking about those that do well with little get more. And that's such a great thought process, is that we don't have to have a lot to do a lot. We just have to use what we have. Use what we have. Whatever you do, just do the best you can with what God has given you already. And he will give you more. He will bless you with more as he sees what you do with what you have now. And so we always have to be thinking about that and looking for opportunities to do good and to help other people. When you find a need, you fill it. This is a business thing. You know, it's like find a need, fill it. Find a need, fill it. So what is it?
Well, the thing is this, is I love what you said, right? If God can't trust you with 10, he's not going to trust you with 100.
Yep.
If God can't trust you with 100, he's not going to trust you with 1,000.
Exactly.
If God can't trust you with 1,000, he's not going to trust you with hundreds of thousands. And for sure, if he can't trust you with hundreds of thousands, he ain't going to trust you with millions. But the thing is this, is when you really, we have this idea that we can't, right, that we can outgive God. You can't outgive God. God's shovel is so big. When you test him on this and you go out there and you pour into the community, you pour into these different ministries or whatever God puts in your heart, God retentions that money back and even more. And it's his word, it's his promise, right? He who waters will himself be watered. So if you're out there watering, you're going to be watered. So I really want your audience to understand this, that maybe you're struggling with the money part. Maybe you saw your mom and dad fight about money all the time, and maybe you even got divorced because most divorces end because of financial stress. You really need to realize what the Word of God says about money, that it's okay to be blessed. The lie that we believe is money's not evil, it's the love of money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you put God first, God allows you to accumulate wealth. Abraham was one of the richest men in the world. King Solomon was one of the richest men in the world. Job was the richest man on the eastern side of the world when he lived. Think about that. And these were all godly men. So why wouldn't God allow us to attain wealth? It's just we don't understand it. So since we don't understand it, we say crazy things and dumb things. I want to say dumb things like, well, money's not important. Yeah, it is. Can you pay your water bill without it? Can you buy groceries without money? And then we say even crazier things and dumber things and say, all I want is love. I just want to be happy. Well, great. Take your love to the supermarket and try to buy groceries. Take your love to the bank and try to pay your car note. It doesn't work.
Right.
So that's ignorance. It's ignorance when you say things like that because you're just saying that because maybe you heard your mom or dad say that. No. Don't be blind to the truth that God wants to use you as a vessel, right? The whole reason I wrote the book was this, Sue. The reason I wrote The Makings of a Millionaire Mind, Fit the Course, and we're doing this live event in San Antonio is to give people the right heart, the right approach, the right attitude in becoming a millionaire God's way so you don't self-implode, so you don't self-destruct. How many people have we met in business that they're an overnight success, and then within a year or two, they're out of business because they self-imploded? They didn't know how to handle the blessing. They self-destructed. They either turned to alcohol or whatever they did in their life or their business, or better yet, they started doing crooked business, and it didn't last. You can't do business the wrong way and expect it to last. It doesn't matter if you're a believer or non-believer. The principles of God, the laws are the laws of this world. You reap what you sow.
Yes. If you're tuning in right now, you're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com. I'd really like to welcome you and want to get connected with you as a listener. If you need prayer, if you need resources, I don't have all the answers, but I know someone that can. I can give you resources. Sometimes I know somebody that might be able to help you. I will do whatever I can to help. So just connect with me. Go to Sue Freeze, spelled like fries, oneword.com, and if you need prayer, whatever you need, just no one reads it but me. So feel free to just reach out and I'll reach right back. Okay. So Daniel, thank you so much for, a lot of information here. So we're getting to the end of this. So I would like for you to take this time to promote what God's doing and those that heard you and want to know more. How would they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to get a hold of me is just go to danielgomezglobal.com. That's danielgomezglobal.com. And send me a message there through our website or through our contact space. Or better yet, you know what? Let me do this. You can email me directly at daniel@danielgomezspeaker.com. That's daniel@danielgomez.com. And send me an email. Reach out to me. Or better yet, you can even send me a text message on my own cell phone, 210-663-5954. That's 210-663-5954. And believe me, I love giving back to the community. I love people. And anybody who listens to the station, I want to bless your audience, Sue, with a 45-minute complimentary discovery session, whether it's for life or business, because I do both. I do executive coaching and business coaching. And I want to donate and give you a 45-minute discovery session of how I can help you. I've helped thousands of people get breakthroughs and really just get out of their own way and blow up those rocks, those roadblocks in their own lives. And I would say this, I want to end with this. If God can take mold, stinky, old, smelly mold, and turn it into penicillin, which heals the body, which is good for the body, heals it, what can God not do in your life, listeners, if you allow him to? It's not a sin to be successful. It's not a sin to want to have better for yourself. There's many people listening to this show right now that God wants to promote, that he wants to give more. Because you've been faithful, like Sue said, with a little, so it's time. Don't be one of those immature Christians that doesn't receive it. Stretch yourself to receive what God has for you. There's another level inside of you, and it's possible for you. Don't be scared to follow your dreams, because greater is the power behind you, which is Almighty God, than any task in front of you. And go get the book, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind.com. That's The Makings with an S, The Makings of a Millionaire Mind.com. Go get the book. It's going to change your life. It's going to transform how you see and do business. And it's not about selling the book. It's about changing and radically altering the beliefs that you have about yourself and about money. Because the truth is this, Sue, your audience, they are worthy and deserving of God's best.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that, ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen. You are worthy. You are deserving to be happy and successful. And you are worthy of having a bank account that if you need to give somebody $100 for groceries, you can do it. If you need to bless somebody with gas, you can do it. If you need to pay somebody's electricity bill, you can do it. If you need to, if there's a special project at church, you can donate that $1,000 because you have an abundance left over. Start believing that for yourself, because God wants to give it to you, ladies and gentlemen.
That is so awesome, and thank you so much for coming on the show today. And, you know, it's no coincidence when God, when you meet people and things happen, you're going, oh, that's no coincidence. You know, that's just when God decides to stay anonymous. And I think that meeting you at that table was, you know, one of those times. And I just see a future here between us and what our work is for God. And I hurt because I have people that I know, and I know that they have so much more inside of them. Their purpose is just snuffed out because they just have believed, you know, the devil and people that were not there to build them up and encourage and inspire. So as an inspirer and encourager, it's those words can really just cut like a knife and really harm people. So what are you going to listen to moving forward? Are you going to listen to the words of somebody on this earth, or would you rather listen to the words of what the Lord says you, who you are? And if you go to, when you go to Sue Free, spelled like fries, one word, .com, you can download printed copies of the I Am's, and it's who the Lord says you are. It's through him, you know, you are an ambassador to Christ. You are forgiven. You are victorious. And all these things, if you just say these things over your mind, it will have a transformation and a renewing of your mind just by speaking those words over yourself. And so anything we can do to better ourselves and to help us understand the preparation the Lord has allowed us to go through so that we can move to that next assignment, anything we can do those things, read that book, get a coach, you know, get in an environment of other like thinkers, or maybe above thinkers, you know, people that are thinking differently and maybe higher than you. That's really a good thing to do. I've always told my children, you know, you are who you hang with. And that's so true. It doesn't matter what age we are. So it's really important that we choose our associates and our friends wisely. And in the workplace, it's important that you surround yourself with that circle that's going to strengthen and encourage and actually build you up and maybe push you to that next level, like that cocoon and that butterfly. You know, you want to get there. And sometimes the people we hang around can make it comfortable, but maybe not the best for us. And those are things that I heard from Daniel, even though I might have said it a little differently. So parting words, I think, what do we have, 4 minutes around? Yeah, 4 minutes, and I'm going to hand the mic over. Daniel, is there anything else that you want to say?
Yeah, I really want people to realize that it's possible for them.
Yes.
You may have failed once. You may have failed twice. Maybe you made a mistake in your life.
Yeah.
And just because you've made a mistake, it doesn't make you a mistake. Just because you have failed,
that's good.
It doesn't make you a failure. It
yes.
doesn't. So
that's
stop
so
looking
good.
In the mirror and stop seeing yourself as a failure. Stop seeing yourself as a mistake. That regret, that guilt, that shame that wants to hang over your head, forgive yourself. Today is a day that you need to forgive yourself. Look in the mirror and know that God's already forgiven you. You just have to forgive yourself and release that bag of potatoes that weighs 150 pounds called regret and leave it there. Leave the shame there. Leave the past failures, the past mistakes, because that's not your identity. That's not who you are. You are royalty. You are powerful. You are limitless. So don't feel sorry for yourself anymore. It's time you stand up and you become the mighty woman, the mighty man of God that you were created to be. Shrug yourself off. Everything you went through was just to prepare you for this moment in life.
Amen.
For such a time as this.
Mm-hmm.
So know that there's nothing that you cannot do when you stand up and put your faith in God and trust in Him. And remember, so many of us that were sitting there on the sidelines, we think this is our practice life. This isn't our practice life. You don't get a chance to come back in 100 years. And
that's right.
No
dress rehearsal. That's right.
There is no practice life.
Yep.
This is the real deal. This is your Super Bowl. This is your Wimbledon. This is your World Series.
Absolutely.
This is it.
That's
what are you going to do with it? This is your World Cup. Whichever one resonates with you, this is it. This is it. This is your Super Bowl. This is your Wimbledon. This is your World Series. This is your World Cup. There's no second chances. So get up off the sidelines. Put yourself in the game of life to win, not just to flow by and survive. And know that when you get into this game, expect God to show up. Because when you expect it and you release that faith, He's going to help you. I'm not saying it's going to be easy, but He's going to guide you and walk you through it. Because I wouldn't be where I'm at right now, Sue, if it wasn't for God. I wouldn't be the successful businessman if it wasn't for God. My wife wouldn't be alive if it wasn't for God. We wouldn't have all these brands if it wasn't for God. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that this is not the practice life. Get into life to win it. And you're going to make it. Think about this. Ask yourself this question. Write this question down. What would you do right now if you knew that you were not going to fail? Write it down. What would I do right now if I knew that I knew that I knew that I wasn't going to fail? And that's the very thing you need to do today to get your life going to where God wants you to go.
Amen.
Daniel Goins Inspire saying, if no one's ever told you they believe in you, I'm telling you right now, I believe in you. Go out there and make it happen.
Wow, that's awesome. I'm like revved up. I don't know about you, listener, but I'm revved up. I'm ready to roll. Whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for human masters. That's Colossians 3:23. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish and it will be done for you. Those are good words. And oh my gosh, Daniel, that's so good. And it is no dress rehearsal. I've said that numerous times. Truly is no dress rehearsal. We have to do what we're going to do and do it now. Let's not wait. Doesn't matter what age you are, though. He uses all of us. He uses all of us and where we've been. Our stories matter. Telling your story, getting rid of the secret. Those are all things that need to happen in order for you to move forward. So whatever you have to do to forgive those that have trespassed against you, whatever you have to do to forgive yourself so you can move forward in the current and in the future, that's what we need to be working towards. So, Daniel, thank you so much for being on the show. You've blessed us so much. Be a blessing to someone each and every day, and it doesn't have to be just one. And we'll see you next week. Thank you so much. God bless.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services, as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.